This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Mice Diggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
On a nigga that tried to run game, get a hollow point rooted in your brain. Tag nigga, one nation for the people, ain't nobody equal. We the chosen few, here to go insane. This a chess box of mystery, ain't going down in history. The 36 chamber full of flame. Back and forth on the last stand, the world is in my hand. Basic trainers, overtime of war.
Hey yo, the rap nigga got a shotgun in his hand. Let off. The wheelchair nigga got up and ran. Died with his man. Shout out the cameras. Hopped in the van, vanished. But sun will come out tomorrow and blam. Rock is a damn animal monster. Bigfoot, I will Sasquatch it. A Godzilla, take a quick look. Look. Brownsville crook, get bright with the beam. Take your French vanilla butter pecan, your ice and your cream.
Monster rapness with my nigga Hot Nick. Flow like a pound of loud, how we got the spot lit. See that white light flash right before I hit you. I should've just rocked pinstripes with the whistle. I'm so official, I'm so for real, so physically ill. Sickness, no cure, no prescription of pill. Can stop the head crack, this is 2 5s and a 6. Who can't click, you know my niggas do that shit. Do that shit.
Shame on the nigga that tried to run game, get a hollow point rooted in your brain. Tag nigga, one nation for the people, ain't nobody equal. We the chosen few, here to go insane. This a chess box of mystery, ain't going down in history. The 36 chamber full of flame. Back and forth on the last stand, the world is in my hand. Basic trainers, overtime to war.
It's only natural, actual facts are thrown at you. Impact and blow trees back and crack statues. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. Gun game is raw. I do things in person. Face my fears, fears embraced. Make this clear. There ain't fear no man except God, you hear? Pay. Now back to my typical verse. Murder, death, kill, Brownsville, don't get hurt. Pay. Hard bars, bullet to your brain frame is beef tartar. Bloody and gun hungry, falling back with the war tower. Studying 120, call me back at the guard hour. Acknowledge my wisdom. See me with Bernadette, you best acknowledge my wisdom. I got 3 kids and claim 2 on taxes. Pop 3 wigs and made 2 closed caskets. Wu-Tang.
Shame on the nigga that tried to run game. Get a hollow point rooted in your brain. Wu-Tang, nigga. One nation for the people, ain't nobody equal. We the chosen few, here to go insane. This a chess box of mystery, ain't going down in history. The 36 chamber full of flame. Back and forth on the last stand, the world is in my head. Basic trainers, overtime to war.
This for diamond rockers, ice lit, known to take off in choppers. Motorcycle gloves on, drugs in the Benz poppers. Hood caviar, Ben Savvy guard, Harry Winston Bengals. Flooded with 40 carats of Pringles. A vet rhymer flies a jetliner. Look at the wall, mad pictures of my team, I regret grinding. Brick paper, flip paper, known to just Vic paper. Yo, slide off and rewind the time to the crumbs peeping. My niggas, we eating, it's the movie making neatly. Buy big jewels, fuck with the dimes. Oven roast one of y'all posting, trying to be the most, you not real. You fuck around and get lined. This is facts, either you winning guard or getting taxed. Giving zippers, chest cave niggas and give them that. Meet the fly Jameson boys, 10 to 12 toys, meet the voices. Buy your bitch oysters and blow it back out.
Shame on the nigga that tried to run game. Get a hollow point rooted in your brain. Tag nigga, one nation for the people, ain't nobody equal. We the chosen few, here to go insane. This a chess box of mystery, ain't going down in history. The 36 chamber full of flame. Back and forth on the last stand, the world is in my hand. Basic trainers, overtime to war.
Incarcerated faces, Cuban links and matching bracelets. Just coming home from catching violent drug cases. Them the niggas I be fucking with. And poopy niggas eat a dick. New niggas out here doing way too much sucker shit. On some whack shit. Fuck this rap shit. Bust the cash shit. Drew won't know what happened. Cause I do a dolly. Potato over pistoli. Fuck your fam. I want your life. Fuck your rollie.
I flow fluently. Who I be that villain of your bees? Lassie's back. Oh, I squeeze gas. We don't need that. Do we? Do we? Just keep it rap, groovy, that lean and skinny jeans. That's why you rap booty, hooties. Kids in the hall, this is bigger than y'all. Monkeys in the middle,
I'm like middle finger of them all. I ain't got no issue. If you scared, then get you a dog. I might Michael Vick you. Take from the rich and give to the poor.
Still firing. Rip the Iron Man like Tony Stark. Throwing darts. Watch the shallow parts. All the homies sharp. Know the art. Master killer bars. Hold the golden arms. Leg, leg. Arm, head to toe. Dipped in camouflage. I inspect the deck. Prep Decepticons. Jizzle with the RZA. Y'all pawns on the chessboard. Cap your dawn. Chef of hard bars. This is God degree. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a killer bee.
Kill.
Yes, yes, yes. General Steel, Smith & Wesson, upon the borderline. Test the sound of your dead same time. Yeah, PNC Boys transmitting live from Bucktown, USA. Seeing big up Boot Camp Click, BCC, Worldwide Thing This. Enough respect to the lovely, lovely, lovely DJ Sarah Love. You know, official thing, yeah?
I love you how they get. We make Americans turn yard. Do you know what I mean? In an instant, mother lovers.
That was labelled as shouting out my Stiggy too.
That's all right. I don't mind, man.
I know I'm there just, is.
You know what I mean? I'm the co-host right here.
You're and the Jerry you are, Springer of
you,
this.
You are right, mother lovers. You're locked right now into FUBAR Radio. And guess what time it is? If you didn't know already, it's the hip-hop show, mother lovers. With DJ Sarah Love and myself, the co-host that doesn't always get a mention, but I do sometimes, a.k.a. the shiny, full-headed mother lover on a Monday. And I just want to say, you know, are we in Haringey area here?
No, this isn't how Haringey.
But it's North London. I'm just saying, yeah, the whole parking out here, they're playing games with us. They're playing games. But yo, we're here, mother lovers.
We're here. And that last cut, brand new, Sean Price. The track is called Clans and Clicks. You got Smith & Wesson on there. Rock, Method Man, Raekwon, Inspector Deck, Foul Monday, produced by Knots. That's taken from Imperious Rex, the brand new album on Duckdown. There are other dope guests on that album as well, including Prodigy, Styles P, Doom, whole bunch of people. Definitely check that out and go and support it. Buy that goodness on iTunes. If you love this stuff, you need to do your part and support the artists and the hard work. That album's really been put together nicely.
Yeah,
as well.
Man, definitely got to give a shout out to his wife and all the people involved that managed to put that together. You know, considering some of the tracks weren't finished yet or they were ideas and whatnot, I think they did an amazing job with that, man.
Yeah, they
definitely
did. Looking mad tired in this picture that we posted, man. Is this a reflection of me?
Oh,
is this a reflection of this continuing birthday partying that's going to go until the end of the year?
But
before we go any further, thank you, Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And listen back to that and all the FUBAR shows. You should know what to do by now. It's all about hitting up FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And you can hear all the amazing guests that we've brought you right here. On the last show, we were joined by Akil from Jurassic 5.
Yeah, man.
Just this last month alone, Mice, has been crazy. We've had MC8, Cool G Rap. Yeah, boy!
Gia, you got to go Gia, and then what does Cool G Rap do? I wanted to do the list, but I can't even try and
we'll
do
get
the
back
list.
To you with that as
no
well.
No, I'm saying it's G Rap. Yeah, like that.
Oh, yeah, no, we can actually play that. We will. But coming up today, more goodness. We're going to be speaking to the one and only, I guess, considered one of the most important producers in the history of hip-hop.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say, right?
Definitely, man. You know, there's certain songs we can talk about that are like, you know, this is a staple in the recipe of hip-hop right here. If you know, you're more or less guaranteed to hear these hits.
Yeah, like cornerstone music in the history of this thing. Pete Rock!
Yep!
We're going to be speaking to the one and only Chocolate Soul Brother. And the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
A.K.A. the Boy Wonder, innit? He's as well.
Yeah,
didn't he go
as
by
well.
Boy Wonder?
And, so keep it locked, as well as the founders of the Campaign Against the Arms Trade. They're doing really, really cool stuff. And I just wanted to spread that word with you guys. So you need to stay tuned. Of course, we're investigating, and we got the open mic, as always, representing the ill talent that's out here. And we got some more hip-hop hookup information to share. And new music as well for you from Ashley Author and so much more to play. But let's hit you with some more brand new music off of this 44th Floor album, courtesy of Jess. This is Hip Hop. It's Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down and do what I gotta do. Money is God, I serve the economy. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, I worship the currency. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. So where do I choose to speak metaphorically when I could easily reap the rewards of conformity? Caught up in these plastic distractions, shrink wrap luxuries, electronic contraptions. We're all ultimately lost here on planet Earth, cursed even before your mother's first contractions. In childbirth, immersed in the universe, born as a pawn of economic expansion. Demonic in our actions, conceived in erotic interactions. Cause for every action, an equal and opposite reaction. We become robotic in our passions and follow fashions. Technological detachment, this is evolution at a tangent. See it clearly, investigate the chaos theory, overstand that everything is random. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down and do what I've gotta do. Money is God, I serve the economy. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, I worship the currency. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. Why do I choose to dress and talk informally and disobey the rules and laws accordingly? Caught up in this media typecasting, looking to the stars with the skies darkened. When the war's done, I'll hang up my uniform and go tend to the roses in my back garden. Until then, I chase this vision of a unicorn, gin in the bottle and orange juice in the carton. The poetry of death, dynamic opposites conflicting from new life to first breath. Baby steps, children of the stardust. Now you're just trying to be a good robot. Reprogram the odds with your instinct, searching for happiness and material things. You know the world is collapsing around you, but you wanna act like you don't see a thing. You're just trying to be a good robot. Keep your head down and do what you gotta do. Money is God, you serve the economy. You must give thanks for your freedom to consume. You're just trying to be a good robot. Keep your head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, you worship the currency. You must give thanks for your freedom to consume.
Oh, come on, look it. I've been studying all day. I did fires and earthquakes. I was on the disaster kit today. Oh, and a fascinating.
All right. Leon Shorgas.
Who killed President McKinley?
You're unbelievable.
I know. Jeopardy's gonna call today, Billy. I can feel it.
Well, don't count on it. You won't be disappointed. Well, check this out. The last words of Lee Harvey Oswald. It wasn't me. It was the CIA.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose with Nossa.
We're joined right now by Pound in the studio. How's it going, boys?
What's up? Hey.
So I don't know if you know this, but you know Backstreet Boys announced that they used a real fart in one of their songs, like recorded into their songs.
You've got to be creative.
Loved it.
So I thought, I've got some farts here. I thought you guys could pick one that you think would be the best to put in one of your songs.
All right.
Go on. Yeah? Let's go.
Okay, so this is fart one.
That one's a bit follow through.
That was wet.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nossa
from 4 p.m.
Finally,
FUBAR
the
Radio.
Best drop ever. You have never heard a drop like this drop. This is a world premiere. Yo, what's good? Sir William Brimstone up in here, Jest with the family. FUBAR Radio, Mice Diggy, DJ Sarah Love. It's the hip hop show. Keep it locked in. Peace.
And that last cut we played you was Good Robot, produced by Jest himself from the brand new album Billy Green Is Dead. It's out right now. He's also got production on there from Zygote, Paul White, Beat Butcher. Go check it out. Oh, sorry, we're not doing harmonies today. So much to get through on today's show. And as you know, we like to start off with, you know, the goodness and just highlighting people who are doing cool things. And it's been a bit of a crazy weekend for me, Mice.
It's been a crazy week. I mean,
yeah.
It's been,
you know, like,
because we weren't here last weekend.
Yeah.
Or last week, I should say. So, yeah, it feels like there's so much has gone on.
Yeah.
That it's like, wow, where do we start? Mm-hmm. How do we begin this lovely Monday? That's trying to rain. Did you catch any rain in Haringey? Or got a bit of rain around my end.
No, it's tropical
still.
In Haringey.
Yeah, it's a bit
weird. Tropical out there today. I love it when it's like this, because then you can sort of just pretend that you're on the equator or something, but really you're just on the tube. But, you know, we like to shout some people out, and I think let's send a shout out to social media, because I think it's great that people can get together on social media. I had a bit of a brush. I think I had my dose of a year's worth of social media in 48 hours.
Yeah, I noticed you were posting. I was like, right, Sarah's all there asking questions and shit. What's going on there?
You were just trying to
sieve out like the real friends. And I know Facebook is one of them things.
You
add someone as a friend and you're like, shit, we don't even talk. Like, Facebook tries to dupe you into thinking that you are really friends. But this time you ain't even met each other yet. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Honest.
I don't even know if you smell or not. Do you know what I mean?
That's
I need some form
that's
of...
That's the determination of how if you're friends with someone, yeah. If you know how they smell.
Yeah. Because, you know, we are animals at the end of the day and yeah. Smells matter.
But you see, it's like... Hashtag smells matter. Let's get that going. I didn't mean to start any... I didn't want no trouble around here. And it was funny. Then Chester P hit me up and he was like, yeah, I saw what was going on yesterday. I was about to run in and get you out the building.
Did it get deep, yeah?
Yeah, it got deep.
You went, yeah, so you're in the digital pub causing trouble. Look, I don't drink like you lot. Yeah, yeah, I'm sober. And guess what? It's still my birthday. Yeah. Matter of fact. So what were you
that half a Peroni was still in effect. Maybe that's what it was. And, you know, I'm not well versed in social media. But now I understand people get so many kicks out of being on social media and just starting fires. But I also now understand why it contributes to mental health issues and obesity.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I think
are these shots being fired that no one, like, you know what I mean? Should we be in a bulletproof room right about now?
Well, I did think of calling for help, but no, I didn't at all. Because that's the thing. I'm psychologically a tough person. Like, I can handle myself. Do you know what I mean? But I realise how for some people, it's easy just to see things in black and white and then you get the wrong end of the stick and stuff. And then this is how trouble starts. And no one meant to hurt anybody's feelings. And, you know, I was just having a conversation. That's what I thought anyway.
This is getting deep.
Also, the other thing that I realised this weekend through my interaction with social media, it's exhausting. It takes so much energy. How do people find the time to get anything done when they're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
You know how?
Grindr,
they don't do shit. That's why. Grindr. They don't do shit. That's why, Sarah Love. Sometimes it's confusing. Yeah, you're like, right, you're really on here. You know, you just commented on this 2 seconds ago. Now you're commenting on that.
It's hard work. They
ain't got shit to do, but. That, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, that. But I think I still would say social media serves a great, you know, it's a great tool and it's fantastic that people can connect through there. Like, shouts out to everyone locked into the show online and everyone who retweets us and everything. And, you know, but I also wanted to send a bit of a...
Big up!
To this young lady, Monroe Bergdorf. And she describes herself as a DJ... I've not heard her DJ, and activist and transgender, okay? And she was named the face of modern diversity after becoming the first trans model to appear in the latest L'Oreal campaigns, yeah?
And trans model?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say that, DJ Sarah Love?
Well, I think this is the term that she's used.
I'm just checking.
So, yeah,
so
I'm
what?
Going along.
So what is she? She's a model and...
Well, she's because she describes herself as a DJ, an activist, and transgender. So I go along with however someone
I thought
someone
you meant
wants.
Like, I thought this was a new gender, like trans model, because you can be transgender, you can be trans animal. So I was like, trans model. So now what's going on here?
Oh, right. Is no.
She only
model.
Moves whenever she feels like it. Like, yeah. When she starts moving, look, I'm a model now, so please leave me alone. Nah?
No, right, no.
I messed up. So you need to explain to me, because I'm ignorant as fuck.
She's a transgender model, and she was like hired by L'Oreal.
Does that
to
mean
be
you can
of,
say yeah. he's a transgender model as well?
I guess just it's checking. Up to each person how they yeah. want to identify themselves, okay. isn't it? So, yeah. But this young lady, she was called the face of, well, L'Oreal called her the face of their diversity campaign. And so this, imagine, like L'Oreal, that's a massive, like, international campaign. Millions goes behind us. Another person who's part of their campaign is Cheryl Cole, or Tweedy, or whatever her name is. And they dropped this young... L'Oreal dropped her from their campaign, Monroe Bergdorf, after she made comments on Facebook in response to the Charlottesville violence. The effects of... she was talking about the effects of institutionalized racism and spoke on the complicity of white people who fail to condone or act against racism. I think in the light of the comments that, say,
Trump
made and everything, because he was not really that forceful in denouncing people like the KKK and that.
So then what did she say?
So she just made these comments on Facebook, and then L'Oreal then turned around and they've said that we're no longer working with her as the comments are deemed to be at odds with their values. Mm. And they said L'Oreal supports diversity and tolerance towards all people irrespective of their race, background, gender and religion. That was their official statement. But then Bergdorf then had her comments taken out of context by the Daily Mail, surprise, surprise.
How?
Who wrote that she ranted about how all white people are racist. But that wasn't actually like the crux of what she was trying to say. And also, it's a bit funny because L'Oreal, like I say, the face of L'Oreal is Cheryl Tweedy, who boxed that black woman who was working in the toilet. And but so
Cheryl Tweedy,
Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
She remember when there was that case where she boxed up the woman who was working in the loos in the club.
Yeah.
And then it was like, so L'Oreal are obviously okay with her violence and that they support that in their as a brand. But they weren't into what this woman was saying about the violence that happened in what's the place called Charlottesville. That's it. And here she is talking to Piers Morgan, where she was basically trying to explain what the gist of her point was.
Socialization has placed all white people in a certain privilege that means that if you were not dismantling racism or helping to dismantle racism, then you are part of the problem because that makes you complicit. You need to actively work with people of color to put diversity, which this campaign was about, into place. And when L'Oreal fires me for speaking about the origins of racism, then that goes completely against what diversity is, because the reason why we need diversity is because we have racism.
You don't think
society.
Any white people on the planet are currently doing what you've just suggested?
I didn't say that.
You, by implication, when you say
I'm talking
all white
about
people,
a structure,
that is what you're saying.
I'm talking about a structure that all white people sit on. I'm talking about society. I'm not talking about literally every single white person.
Yeah, and so and let's also add that it's a bit deep, and so you see what social media does.
The thing is, it's a bit, you know, that issue there, like how she's talking. I mean, obviously, is she white or what is she mixed? What?
She's my complexion. I don't know what her heritage is, but you know, it's like for me. Also, can we say Cheryl Tweedy was found not
it's
guilty?
Cheryl Cole, yeah, Cheryl Cole wasn't guilty for that. So
yeah.
You know, we can't really say whether it did happen or not.
Yeah, and but you know, for me, speaking as someone who is of mixed heritage and I have dark skin, you're not bunched in with white. You know, my experience throughout my life is that you're not bunched in with white. And white people kind of thing, or, you know, you get bunched in on the more black end of the spectrum, and that's the experience that I've had growing up anyway. But I think you know, it's just it's obviously a very prickly subject, isn't it, talking about race? But I think we have to address these things in a constructive way, like if we want to see any progress on these kind of matters. I want to definitely shout out an old friend, another fellow Haringey head.
Big up!
To Ed Skrine, the actor Ed Skrine, because he was also involved in a pretty crazy situation too, where he was he accepted the role of a character, Major Ben Damio, in the upcoming reboot of the Hellboy film. Mm-hmm. And then he found out that the character is of mixed Asian heritage and that him being cast had caused like a major upset and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so he then said that he had to do what he felt was right. He said representing the character in a culturally accurate way is significant to people. And if he neglected that responsibility and played the role, it would perpetuate what he called a worrying tendency to obscure ethnic minority stories and voices in the arts. Mm. He said, I feel it's important to honor and respect that. Therefore, I've decided to step down so the role can be cast appropriately. And then he went on to say, it's our responsibility to make moral decisions in difficult times and to voice its inclusivity. Also shouts out to Clara Amafo, who she also...
Amfo, sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, because her name, she, I think she abbreviated her name. Because when she first came out, anyway, but yeah, then she, but she also spoke because she's part of this L'Oreal campaign too, and then she spoke in support of this poor girl, Monroe Bergdorf,
so
who's now getting
with,
like death threats and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, if she's gonna go and say all white people are racist, yes, all white people, then obviously people are going to take that like, oh, you're saying I'm racist then.
But I don't think that is what she said.
Yeah, but then that's not
that's
what she should have said.
That's how it got reported by the Daily Mail sort
but
of
when
thing.
But when Pierce just said it, she goes, I don't, of course when I'm saying it, I don't mean every white, single white person is racist. I'm talking about what you're, but when, if she breaks it down what she means, then people won't take it as, do you know what I mean? But she didn't even say just then, I didn't say all white people are racist.
Yeah, that's she not did
the,
say that.
No, she didn't say, that's not, the, those aren't the words that I said. She just kind of said, no, I'm not saying all white people are racist. I'm saying what they're built upon. So the thing is, obviously, when you talk about these sort of things, you have to be careful how you say it because people are going to pull you up on it and say, oh, you said this. And they're going to be angry about something that you might not have meant in that way, but just because you put it out there and you're a public figure, now you have to take the responsibility of people looking at you and thinking you're saying that. So it's like you got to really be, do you know what I mean, careful of how you, what she's saying. It seems like, you know, the more I'm trying to read at the same time as we're doing the show, because I didn't really know about this at all, but it seems like she's obviously got an idea of how, what she feels racism is and how it's I hear it says something about it isn't learned, it's inherited, consciously or unconsciously. I think it's also learnt as well, personally, because I don't think, like, when it in terms of somebody being racist, for them to know that they don't like these people or they don't want to mix with these people, they have to kind of learn that first. That it's not, you know, my white friends' babies don't look at me and go, oh, like, oh, you know, they would have to tell them, yeah, this person is like this or this person, and feel that way. And then, so to me, that means it's learned as opposed to it's just inherited. But I think it goes both ways, do you know what I mean?
Mm. But I think her the crux of her issue, the point that she was raising was that, you know, there is institutionalized racism, and we are, this is a white man society that we live in ultimately, like, you know, even if you want to go for look at sexism, like, it's, there's a pay difference between men and women in all different industries, like, you know, young black men are way, I can't remember what the figure is, but way high, more likely to go to prison in this country than their white counterparts. So I think there's obviously something that's been going on for a long time. I mean, I'm talking hundreds of years. Let's go back to the beginning of imperialism. Mm. That is our baseline that we're starting from, sort of thing. And so I don't think there's anything wrong in saying that either. Like, this is our history.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
If we can't discuss these things in a constructive way, then, you know, how are we going to progress? So I just say I'm feeling for her because, yeah, she's getting crazy. I think she's basically gone into hiding now. She did an interesting interview on Channel 4 as well.
Yeah, you've got to be careful how you say it. She could have easily said it in a way where people go, oh, wow, that man. And L'Oreal would have been, shit, if we drop her, we're going to look really. But as soon as you say something like that, this, to me, it's the same as when Donald Trump is like, trying to make out that is no on both sides. And then everyone's like, what? So you don't think there's anything wrong with that? Like you're saying both sides. It wouldn't even, no one would be on any side if there wasn't this racism involved. Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of a similar thing where now you've got a bunch of people going, what? Like, oh, you're saying I'm a fan of yours and you're saying that I'm racist, you know? It's really tricky, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, props to her or him for, you know, putting the how they feel out there. Obviously, you see what happens, though.
But I do respect Ed Skrein for making his choice, because it was a shame with the, what was the Scarlett Johansson film recently that they did the remake, and it was just like, come
Ghost
on,
in
man.
The
like, you're telling me there wasn't an Asian woman who could have been cast for that? And the film got whack reviews anyway. So it's just a shame when people jump for a dollar, isn't it? Like, without actually thinking of the consequences of some of these things, too. But coming up
late... Yeah, it's a hard one with acting, because it's acting, you know, I do feel like, okay, you know, let's think of a film like Exodus, it came out a while ago, or films where it's like meant to be depicted in Egypt or whatever, ancient Egypt, and then there's loads of people that don't look, let alone they're not Egyptian, but don't look it either, you know, with a bit of bronze paint or whatever, that sort of thing going on. But at the same time, it is acting. So if you could convince people that, you know, when Ben Kingsley convinced us that he was Gandhi, it was really good acting, you know? I think when it gets to that point where you're watching it and you're like, shit, man, they could have, this isn't even a real, you know, a great depiction of whoever you're trying to play, or that's when it gets a bit, but because it's all pretend, it's all theatre, you know, to me it's like...
But at the same time, I think when you think how few roles there are for like black leading roles for black people in Hollywood, for example, you know, what you've got like a small handful of names who play everyone who isn't, you know, who's black. It's like we can branch that out for people to have more diverse representation, like in media, isn't it? And there's nothing wrong with it. Like there's no reason that if you've got someone who's completely capable of executing the task as well, then why not give the role to a Japanese woman?
A lot of it is laziness as well. They don't want to nurture, you know, like talking about the Tupac film, you know, All Eyes on Me. They found a guy that really looked like Tupac and thought, yeah, okay, let's get him to learn how to act now. And then, so they invested time in him and, you know, but not everybody's down to do that, you know. Some Scarlett Johansson will sell it everywhere because she, you know, and she just played a robot in her last two films as well. So,
and it's all about, you know, it's business.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Business
That's
is
it.
About numbers, you know. So you're gonna to make a film cost millions. Mm. You're gonna put millions of dollars of investment into that. Like people, of course, if you're in the game of numbers, you're gonna play it safe and say, well, let's not do something that's too edgy and cast an unknown Japanese female actress or something. You know, let's just go for Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can also reach us today on Twitter @foodbarradio. We're going to be joined by Pete Rock later on in the show.
Yeah.
And right up after this, we're going to be speaking to our first favourite regular guest on the show too. This is Hip Hop, something brand new for you from The Alchemist and Budgie, featuring Royce da 5'9".
Maybe you would prefer to pay God with your funky ass blood.
In the sky and thank God that we on. And we ain't die against all odds. I be around for eons. Adversity never bothered me none. When that 30 unload on rappers, I ain't seen none. But surely I know what's happening, like Raj and Rerun. While we respect the codes, me myself, I could turn the other cheek, but never bring myself to re-respect a soul. I got that young man flow, that old man glow. Grew up so damn poke, with plenty problems. Lot of drama, beef popping, no Benihana. I wasn't Conan or Rambo. I was just honorary, going no mama, no ma'am, no. No allowance or Christmas gifts. No mistletoes, up under that little blankie. Nicknaming that handkerchief, Mr. Hanky. Wiping off that pistol grip. Rightfully, my nickname is with the shits. Like sewers under them broke lampposts. Going no, your honor, I sure can't go.
Niggas don't believe that I'm from OP. That's cold in the whole damn mo. What you know about having beef with niggas from your street? At war with niggas living eight doors up. It all adds up, knocking the 4-4 Lambos. Whoa, Dado, I'm sorry, I had to take your stuff. Speeding off in that Ferrari, a Wraith or a truck. License plate, say respect, all praise or bust. No regrets, just all faith in God's grace, no trust. All day, my policy is where the problem, point them out. Fuck what y'all say, talk's cheap. And of course, all fades is on the house. Either you with us or you in the lost way. I came to march, I make bras faint. I don't make art for the faint of hearts. Rockstar, far as hip hop, I just do my part. Over my father head in a hospital bed in rehab. Only time that I stared at a pop chart, trying not to relapse. Let's face off on the track like Emmett Till. I'm taking over like God put me in his will. I'm a friend of Bill's.
Yo, that's some soul right there, bruh.
Pray For You is the name of the track. It's taken from the Good Book Volume 2, and that's the follow-up to Alchemist and UK producer Budgie's collaboration project from back in 2013. They got some really cool features on there as well. It's out right now.
But you know what I'm saying? Right now, though, damn, I sound young as a mother lover. That's right, baby. Because I got them milkshakes, you know what I'm saying? You know what type of milkshake I'm talking about. The bout with the chocolate bits and the butter, you know what I'm saying? Swirl it around. That shit go melt and go right in your mouth. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, and the only place you can get that is right here at the Food Bar Radio Cafe with myself. Yeah, that's right. The one and only Mysack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You heard me right. My name is Mysack Hayes, man. Yeah, and I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, hey, you still, all right, you still celebrating your birthday, bitch, so you know what I'm saying. I ain't gonna say it too loud. Hey, this week's investigation, mother lovers, from your Sherlock homeboy, comes courtesy of, I don't know, Sarah, so I know you don't, you think it's a bit of a crazy thing, but did you check out the Conor McGregor Mayweather, like, hype over the last 3 months?
No.
I thought not. So let me explain to the layman and laywoman. Now, no, so basically these two guys getting together to fight. One guy has never, ever had a professional boxing fight before, but he's had loads of, like 20-odd mixed martial arts fights. So, you know, there is boxing involved in that, but there's also kicking and elbowing and strangling and all the stuff that you think is crazy.
Okay.
That other people really enjoy because it's like entertainment. Yeah. Kind of like what wrestling was, but just a bit more brutal, yeah. I guess.
So actually punching people.
So for the, once they announced the fight, you know, you had one side, like the boxers were just like, what, like boxing side. I wouldn't say all of them, because you have to be careful when you say all nowadays.
Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, majority of the boxing side were just like, this is a joke, you know, why is Mayweather fighting this guy? Basically, Floyd Mayweather is like the highest paid boxer there is.
Money Mayweather.
And, yeah, Money Mayweather. Oh, you see? Sarah pretended she don't watch. But so he, anyone he fights basically can make a decent amount of money and probably more than they have before. But he, so he retired at 49-0. He never lost a fight.
Okay.
And then two years later, he decided, I'm going to come out of retirement and fight this guy in another sport that does involve punching, but it's not just about punching. Okay. So if you imagine, Mayweather is like the Usain Bolt. He just sprints. He knows how to sprint.
Yeah.
And then, all right, we'll go back in time. Conor McGregor's like Tom Daly of the juggling. So he knows how to sprint. He knows how to...
I can't remember Tom Daly. Daly Thompson.
Okay. Tom Daly. Oh, fuck it. Yeah, I messed that one up. All right, look into this flashy light. I borrowed from Will Smith. Okay, here we go. So, Daly Thompson. Connor's like the Daly Thompson because he can sprint, but he can also throw the javelin. He can also do the high jump. But his main focus is not just the sprinting.
Okay.
So that's what it's like. So you had the boxing guys are like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing? And then you had all the MMA guys. Yes, he's going to beat him. He's going to batter him. Okay. Unorthodox. In the end, he didn't win anyway. He lost the fight. But I was amazed at how many people were talking to me about it. That's why I was surprised you weren't into it. Because there's people that weren't even into the sport or don't really know. But because it was like this major sporting event, they're calling it like the highest, you know, the biggest sporting event ever. I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy that people are looking at it like that when they wouldn't normally.
Again, marketing.
Yes, definitely marketing, it was involved. But this week, this is why I wanted to investigate. What's the weirdest sport us humans have invented and why? And why I asked that as well is because I learned last week that, do you know about baseball, innit?
Yeah. What do you know about baseball?
Yeah, baseball, there's only like about 18 minutes of action.
It's mad boring.
So whilst you're there, yeah, you're there for, I don't know how long, they're there you for 6 to 8 hours or something. Yeah.
Come back.
There's only
game.
18 minutes of action, but look how big the sport is. And that's, again, marketability. Do you know what I mean? So I really wanted to find out what people thought was the weirdest sport us humans have invented and why. Yeah, there's a whole bunch out there. So,
and we're literally just talking like athletic sport, like competitive sports, not some weird freaky stuff people get up to.
I mean, if it's a sport, you know, let me try and find a definition of a sport, because as far as I'm aware, you know, you have to win something. You can't just like be doing this freaky shit.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? For the sake of it, there's got to be like some gain. So look, all right, sport, an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. But, all right, so
that's
wait.
That's pretty broad.
Physical
still.
Exertion and skill. Physical exertion. All right, no. So poker is a sport. Now it's a sport, right? And
wow.
I was about to say there's no physical exertion in that, but it is. When you're sitting on your bum.
You get piles, for, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
physical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, shout out to everyone out there with the piles that don't realise it, though, yeah? Scratching your butt cheeks every 2-3 minutes and shit. You don't realise, bruv, that's piles. You better hurry up before it turns into something else, or one booty cheek just falls off.
What's the occupational hazard of professional
piles.
Gambling?
Yeah. But yeah, that's quite interesting to me that it is classed. I mean, the physical exertion in poker is obviously the amount of time you got to be sitting there and keep a sharp mind,
okay.
I guess. I don't know. I don't really play poker or nothing like that.
No.
But obviously, I went down to the digital pub. This is on a different day than when you're down there, causing trouble with everybody.
I know. I'm never going on there again.
And I asked. See, that's why you just got to go down there.
Yeah.
You know, just let him know, like, I ain't staying too long, mate. You know what I mean? Dave the Spade over here. Just have a couple pints and I'm out. You know what I mean? So anyway, so I asked a couple of my mates, what's the weirdest sport us humans have invented and why? By the way, if you want to let us know, hiphop at foobarradio on the email. That's hiphop@foobarradio.com. Or you can tweet us at foobarradio.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Gleam. Mac. Right?
What's Gleam saying?
His answer was, kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. You're
going to,
yeah, you're
I'm
like,
lost.
What are you
Sorry.
Talking about? Okay, kabaddi is like, it's basically, I was surprised when I saw this. I think it even might have been when we did the Thailand runs, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
We had to stop off in Delhi. Do you remember we stopped off in Delhi and all that?
Yeah,
and there was a big, massive, I was like, man, I needed something to drink. So I grabbed a beer and there was a big, massive screen and there was these like people just running up and down, but they kept saying stuff. Like, you know, it seemed like they were all talking to each other, but I couldn't work it out. The reason why I was attracted to it is because there's so many people all of a sudden popped out from nowhere in the little restaurant bit and standing there watching this shit. And I was like, what is it? I couldn't work it out. And this guy said to me, kabaddi. And I was like, so what are they saying in there?
Oh.
And he said, kabaddi. And I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. But what are they saying in the actual game? And he said, kabaddi. So I was like, bruv.
Stop messing with me, man. Just
taking the
piss.
And then I goes, what are they saying? And then he went, kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. And I was like, fuck off.
You can't write this stuff.
Yeah, little did I know, they really were saying kabaddi. The sport is called kabaddi. And
so
I'm just going to.
The objective? Who
rules of play,
that?
General rules of play are the team that wins the toss shall have the choice of the core or the raid, and the team that loses the toss shall have the remaining choice in the second half. The court shall be changed, and the team which did not opt for raid shall send their raider first. So it's kind of like playing tag.
Aww.
Kind of like playing tag.
Oh yeah, then we have to include all those kids games like hopscotch.
Yeah, the basic rules of kabaddi are simple. Two teams of seven players each face off in a large square arena for two halves of 20 minutes each. Players from each team take turns running across the center line to the other team's half of the court, tagging members of the team and running back. So somebody
that
over there
fun.
Yeah, they turned the hat into a sport. That's deep.
That's cool. I love it.
But we never had to say kabaddi, 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 kabaddi,
kabaddi, kabaddi. This, do you remember, like, did you at school play Red Rover? Do you remember that? Red Rover, we're calling mice over. And then it's like you've got to stand there all holding hands in a line, and then you've just got to dust to the other side and break the chain.
Oh, wow.
It's like mad dangerous. Like, enough kids got their arms broken playing that game.
Yeah, we saw that. I think we called that British Bulldog, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Bulldog was when you throw the ball.
Nah, that's it. That was wet bulldog, man. We were some hardcore. You had to throw your body into somebody else's body.
It was like mad. See, the things people did, like, before you had the kids had the internet.
Crazy ass sports. Shout to James Cole, yeah?
Yeah.
He says, does bog snorkeling count?
Oh.
Because Kabaddi's going to be hard to beat.
Okay.
Now.
What's bog snorkeling?
Bog snorkeling sounds like you snorkel in bog, yeah?
Okay.
I thought the whole point of snorkeling was to see...
See what's around you.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole point is trying to see underwater. Like,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, but apparently there's a sport called bog snorkeling. I ain't even going to get into who I think plays that type of game. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say all either because I might get in trouble for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to James Cole, though. He said it's a British sport. All right, that answers my question. But he says, like cheese rolling... Is cheese rolling a British sport?
That actually, I've never heard
of. Is that
of
even
any
a sport, cheese rolling?
Cheese rolling, come on, you know that's something you do when you're drunk. Look, when
the
you
only
get
type
back
of cheese,
home.
The only type of cheese I roll, you know what I'm saying, come from Amsterdam. Ow! Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, that's a good sport. Now, that's another funny one is the one when they're like, it's on the ice, and they're, what's that called when it's on the ice?
Yeah,
and then they
okay.
got to polish the ice.
Shout to Locke, shout to my DJ, because I was trying to really trying to work this one out, what the fuck it was called. And then he hit me up
cheese
and he says,
matters, man.
He says it's called curling.
Curling!
That's it, curling.
Who the hell thought of that?
Yo,
curling.
Whoever thought of that shit is definitely good at polishing a shoe or two. That's all I can say. Because whoever
curling.
Thought, like, yo, let me just clean this thing and it seems to move quicker. That, you must have been bored as fuck. They must have been stranded somewhere on, like, you know, Mount Everest.
Yeah.
So, bruv, how are we going to pass the time, boy? Helicopter going to come.
What
to,
can
I don't
we
know.
Do?
Look, just make a snowball and let's just keep rolling it.
Just...
Right. It keeps stopping to a certain point. All right, trust me. We're going to clean up this. Yeah. That's just a weird ass game. And shout to cheese rolling.
Shout
as
to
well,
cheese rolling.
Boy, cheese rolling. I'm lost with that one. I don't understand.
That's boredom, man. No, but the other one that's a bit odd is polo. Like, that's
what,
just
water
a toss
polo
game.
Or
no, well, that's weird too.
Toss game.
It is. Like,
yeah,
you've
polo
got to be minted
weird.
To play polo.
Yeah,
and that's
I think,
just weird.
Well, you're on top of a horse, so there's a bit of, you know what I mean? It may, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie that polo to me sounds like it used to be some savage shit that they used to do on the back of a horse with a sword. And just running around striking at people like, oh, it's a great sport.
Yeah.
Then they moved it on to maybe foxes and whatnot. But all of it, like, for people to be like, yeah, I'm going to hit this ball, but I'm going to be all the way up here, doesn't make sense to me. Why
no.
do you want to be on top of a horse and try to hit the ball that's on the ground there? Don't you? Wouldn't you rather be closer to the ground?
But so, it's also just a way for rich people to show off how rich they are, isn't it? Like, look at my horse.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then show off to the girls, like, so then they can go to Champers later.
Look at
I
that
have
horse.
A Pimm's later.
See that horse over there?
That's
oh, yeah.
mine.
Look at the size
that
of its
stallion.
Dick.
Yes. No, but shout out.
Look at the size of its cock.
Yes.
And now
it's
imagine
a
mine.
It's reflection of...
it's an extension of mine. Yes.
Have you ever seen... Let's not get into that.
Yeah,
topic.
I don't think you could put that in the rules anyway.
No, but social conscience, I do like. I definitely, every time I see this sport, I think, who the hell was the first person that thought of that?
What, curling?
Pole vaulting.
Whoa.
Imagine the first person who was like, yeah, let's try this.
Yeah.
Blatantly, they were just stuck somewhere in it or something. And they're like, just
yeah.
got to do what we've got to do to get out.
You know, the
out,
pole
man.
Has to be a certain, what's the word, like bendiness or whatever.
Okay.
And then... Yeah, it's true. Like, for someone to work out, like, yo, this is how we do it. But I honestly feel like he probably, you know, the person who started it off, they didn't know about bending the stick at first.
Oh,
I think
okay.
they were just trying to get over, you know what I mean?
Get out of prison.
Yeah, he's trying to get
out. And Dan B. Sorry, yeah, he's saying power walking. What the F is that?
Yeah, power walking is a weird one, especially when you got to walk like that.
It looks funny.
Yeah, apparently that's how you gain speed, though. You know when you try and, like, when you're bopping, normally, yeah, that ain't working. You're meant to power what, like the hips.
Yeah.
Deng, and it's deng, the deng, arms. Deng, you know? Deng, 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 deng.
Yeah, it's, it's all the weirdest sports. They are quite entertaining to watch, really, though, aren't they?
All right. Would you find this entertaining to watch? Now, this is some fucked up shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme ironing. Shout out to Mark Hale. He hit me up and said, extreme ironing.
That's what I mean. Are we including these kind of domestic sports as well? Extreme ironing. I would be interested in extreme ironing. You, I actually quite like ironing, I'm going to admit it. I do. It, I think it's quite therapeutic.
Well, apparently you do it in extreme settings. So it's not like you're there going, who can iron the shirts the quickest, which is probably, that excited you more, isn't it?
No, it's just, I think it taps into my OCD of like, every crease, it's perfect now.
Yeah, no, this is ironing in extreme settings. And I got to say, just for the record, shout out to my homeboy, Cutler V. We were in, where were we, in Wales? Like, we were in the south of Wales or something like that. And we played a gig with someone. The whole time we were on stage, there was a lady doing the ironing with us.
That's cool.
For all we know, she might be like, yeah, she might be like the gold medalist champ in the, you know, extreme ironing. Yeah, games.
Oh my gosh,
games.
And this last week I saw that dude, Alex Honnold. He's incredible. He does like the free climbing, no harness, anything.
The French guy or?
No, American dude, but he's like 2,000 feet up. Just on a cliff upside down in Yosemite Park, like no strings, nothing. And then he was just saying
No David Blaine.
But then he was just saying about how the mental element of it, how it's like you have to learn to control your body so you don't get sweaty palms and all this stuff and lower your heart rate. And then they did this MRI scan of his brain to see the activity when
they're more worried about the brain activity than, yo, this dude could die right here.
Well, no, I think it was just to understand how it is he overcomes such extreme fear, because for other people doing it, it's like, you know, well, yeah, it's just a mind over matter. See, those mental games. What about mental sports?
Well, I just thought about this because the extreme ironing, the irony in extreme ironing is that it is quite a mental sport. But imagine.
Yeah, you've got to be mental, mate.
Yeah, imagine you got there was like the Olympics of, you know, just shit you do at home. Everything was a sport. So it's like,
that's what I'm saying, washing the dishes.
They give you a certain amount of dishes and, you know, cutlery to wash.
Yeah.
Whoever gets it done quickest, how clean it is. Yeah, hey.
Well, that's kind of how I grew up, yeah.
The thing is about it is that anybody could do it. And if you can't, you probably shouldn't be living, mother lover, because you better keep that ass clean. Mm. Anyway, we've got to move on.
Yeah. What else are they saying down the pub?
Shout out to Sam Davis. Shout out to DJ SD. He says cricket. It's as good as a knitting contest. 5 days can end in a draw. What a load of shit.
It is crazy, cricket, how long that stuff goes on for, man.
Yeah. But do you know cricket is quite I didn't realise it was such an aggressive sport.
Oh, yeah. You can get messed up, man. Mm. Like, because the cricket ball, how tough that is. I can't remember how they make it. But it's like, if you get hit by that, and when you think the speed that the bowler is dashing that at you, like, you can do serious lifelong damage, man.
Yeah, and they some of the teams used to go at each other like that. That's where you got the whole fastballing thing that came from.
They just throw each other's balls.
Catch my balls in your mouth. Fuck out my face. You know,
no, because I was thinking about the last show when you said Peroni was a dry beer. Yeah. But I thought we were still speaking hip hop, but you were actually talking on a connoisseur level. Yeah. Yeah, dry beer. Yeah, and it's like
both.
When they're coming at you like that in cricket. So, yes, and what else? What other sports? I want to be reminded of other madness people are doing out there.
Shout out to G Bagula. He says it has to be darts. It's a game for fat wankers. All they do is move their wrists.
Darts is crazy, man. That's one of the few sports where you can be like morbidly obese and be a champion.
Yeah, and the thing is where you can actually show genuine love for a chubby toothpick thrower. Do you know what I mean?
They need love too.
Yeah. Like, think about it as well. You know the other sport where I don't know if you're still allowed to, but you were allowed to get drunk. And play
that?
Snooker.
Yeah, but snooker, that takes me back to my childhood. You think snooker makes you think of the 80s?
Steve Davis, man, smoking a cigarette.
Isn't it? on TV.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Smoking a cigarette on TV, mate. You know what I mean? Fucking have it, mate. Yeah, I'll get all these balls in that pocket. You watch, mate. And after that, yeah, be up in your missus, mate. All right. Shout out to Mark Lee Simmons. He, funnily enough, he says snooker.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let's hit a ball with a pointy stick and make it hit other balls into holes. Why?
Why? It is fun. But yeah, a bit boring to watch, really. But send us your ideas. What are the weirdest sports that human beings have come up with? hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We want to hear from you. Get us on Twitter at foodbarradio. You can find me there at DJ Sarah Love.
And myself at My Diggy.
Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to some very special guests who are the founders of the campaign against the arms trade. I'm really looking forward to hearing what these guys are doing. Arms House, fam. Because they're causing some serious disruption. And you need to get involved on this. In this. It's hip hop. This is FUBAR Radio.
I'd like to do your little medley now. I'm flipping flows.
Still hungover from the night before. Every time we on the bill, guaranteed that we run the show. So many punchlines look like the front row gonna come to blows. Got a ton of flows, and every track that we drop is heavy, so you better watch your toes. Rockin' steel cap boots and a hard hat. Drop magicians make your beers disappear when your party crash. And I'm hardly smashed, leave the stage in such a state. Health and safety have a heart attack. Grab the mic and see me hanging from the rafters. Wordplay sharper, I'm drinking all your lager. Turn it up to the red, we need the speakers larger. Writers on the roof of the club like Peter Parker. I see the marker, so let me get a reach quick. They tell me don't rock the boat, I'm gonna make them seasick. Me, our type of G-spit, we're in our element. Turn a crowd of dumbos into stampeding elephants.
I'm flipping flows. Still hungover from the night before.
Yeah, I ride these beats like the bicycles. My life is all like some nice nipples. You ride this bike because you're quite fickle. All we need is a beat and a beat and the we off. You think it's super hard cause you're rhyming in the kiosk. Spinning like a B-loss. I'm far from your protege. Complacent like latency, but I'ma show him no delay. Overweight, no mistake, I got nothing but bare baggage. Hip hop's a craze nowadays, it's full of queer faggers. I'm all in mere maggots, and I ain't talking rise. Cause mass confusion on the scale, delays are traumatized. To stop the porcupine, the truth's red like a 45. Caught your bluff more than twice, now I make my case close. Nothing but great flows, they hit harder than GBH. I'm out of this world, that's why I always need my space. I'm scared of heights, but then again, I took a leap of faith. So many beats in late, so wear them out like plimsolls.
Stage wrecking it, murdering mics differently. Infamy gained ever since early, the type's in a beast. Years deep in the scene, stepping up with the sessions. Beer drinking with me, steady under the pressure. The beat's crying and it's me, Ash and G-Bag. Smashing the drinks tab, getting badder than these cats. Believe that, up in the lab, we bring the heat fam. Catch us live, natural talent, you can't teach that. The card carrying bar, advocate large car. Carradon car, carriers, Yammer Park. Rappers cuss, we start madness in mosh pits. The bouncers ain't on this, every jam popping off when we drop shit. My squad's lit, shout out to BBP, Revorg on my BR team. DFN's in effect with the 645. Smack a set, grab a pen, blam the lab, like that shit's alright.
The Road to Utopia was our next little junket after guided tours to Singapore, Zanzibar, Morocco. And in this almost strictly ad-libbed fiasco, Dottie L'Amour lost her sarong for a parka, Hal Walker, the director, lost his patience, and Hope and myself temporarily lost our complete minds as we get carried away in the following little doobie.
Nice. Brand new from Ash the Author. That track is called Stage Wreckers. It features G-Bag and Archetype on there, and it's taken from Ash's debut album, which is called Two Man Band, and it's entirely produced by Krang. Go and check that out on iTunes. Keep up the good work. This is Hip Hop. It's FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. And we are joined right about now.
Yeah, but I've been so excited to hear about what you're doing, because in the studio now we have Tom and Jess,
hey,
who are the founders behind the campaign against the arms trade.
First thing to say, unfortunately, we're not the founders, but okay, we are very excited to be here.
You're the representative.
Yeah. We just need to make that clear, because the campaign's been around for maybe 40 years now. But you know, this is. So it's been a while that that the whole thing's existed, but it's just a very particular moment right now because of the arms fair coming to London,
which
we're here to talk about.
Yes, and that's how I connected with you guys, because Maya, who's also involved in some of your promo and stuff, she was at the Grenfell Tower charity event that I DJed at, and then she invited me to come through to the demonstration that you guys are organising outside this massive arms trade.
So wait. When you lot are talking about arms trade, because I've got guns, yeah? I've been working out. What kind of arms are we talking about? 32-inch?
So actually what we're talking about is any kind of military equipment. So that could be stuff like helicopters or kind of armored tanks, but even stuff like armor and that sort of thing as well. But
this bulletproof vests and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Bombs, everything. But this is basically every year there's a massive trade fair that happens, and this is where basically the UK sells bombs and stuff to Saudi Arabia, which then they drop in Yemen and places
the UK.
Like that.
That's right. Yeah. So
this is happening at XL.
A lot of people don't realise this. It's every couple of years, and it's always in September. And a lot of us, you know, we live in London, and we don't realise that there's literally this huge event going on, and you're talking about hundreds of companies from all over the world, not just British companies. You've got like Russian arms companies, Israeli arms companies, who boast about the fact that the weapons they produce are being battle tested on children in Gaza. You know, these are
serious.
This is some
they brag about that.
They it's a company line. They describe their weapons as battle tested, and that's the reason why other countries might want to buy them, you see. And so all of those companies are invited, and then you've got military delegations from all over the world that are invited as well. And as Sarah says, it's countries like Saudi Arabia, who since March 2015 have been dropping bombs relentlessly on Yemen, and 10,000 civilians have died in that war. And UK-made weapons have been at the centre of that. And so all of this, none of this could happen without the support of government. It's the UK government who, using taxpayers' money, organise this event. And invite arms dealers and military from across the world to East London to shop for weapons.
And I think that's the UK's biggest export is our arms trade. I think that's one of the biggest contributors to our economy, isn't it?
I thought it was cottage cheese. No?
Well, it's actually quite a small proportion of our exports. And there's kind of this idea that it's a really key part of our economy. It provides loads and loads of jobs, but actually that's not really the case. It's quite a small percentage. And we also think that, you know, there's kind of a huge amount of effort is put into training people up in you know, STEM. So like all the kind of science based subjects. And actually, you know, we could be actually using and supporting those people to go into jobs that are going to be helping society, helping everyone around the world, and not being used to kind of manufacture weapons that cause like devastation all around the world.
You know, it's so interesting, because time and time again we speak to people and it seems to have just been like received wisdom, like they say, oh, isn't it one of our biggest exports? Because that's an idea that's floating around. It couldn't be further from the truth. It's like 0.02%, a tiny little fraction. It depends how you measure it on exactly what percentage it is, but by all accounts it's a very small proportion of the economy, it's a very small proportion of jobs, and the only way that it survives as an industry is by being propped up with taxpayers' money again.
I mean, even if it was, I don't think that's anything to be proud of.
It's no justification either way.
Ain't a medal to a trophy that you want.
And as Jess says, you know, a lot of this stuff, it's high level engineering jobs. It's people making components for very technical bits of kit for planes, for sort of high level engineering. There's all sorts of things that could be done with those skills. You know, a good example is renewable energy. You've got people with very similar engineering skills, and you know, something that would be really good for society, and where there's loads of massive economic potential. So
that's the problem, is that's going to save a bunch of people money, and you know, they don't want that. That's the last thing they want. Is
well, I don't even. I'm not even sure about that, because as soon as you have that being promoted and elevated to a level where then this is just pervasive and that's just how we operate, then you've got a massive market, you know, in things like renewables or whatever. But because there's people making a lot of money from, say, the oil industry,
they want
to make sure that other options aren't promoted,
yeah, so
and that doesn't
save.
Mean that there isn't profits to be made from alternatives either. But what creeps me out about this trade fair is how this just happens on the sly without people even know, you know, it's on our doorstep that there's all this crazy like a trade based on murdering people, innocent people.
I actually ran some like workshops and little educational like play activities with some kids who lived around the local area, and they were being supported as well by teenagers. The whole activities, and the kids and the teenagers had absolutely no idea it was happening, and they were absolutely outraged. Like when we said to them, okay, so this is all the money that is put into funding this whole massive arms fair, like if you could use this space, what would you do? If you could use this money, what could you do? And they had like so many amazing ideas. Like they knew what's actually needed in that community, you know, like, and it's not an arms fair.
The community are totally ignored with this stuff, and we've got very short memories, I think, because this is an area of East London, the Docklands in East London, that was absolutely demolished in World War II. You know, the whole area where this goes on,
crazy.
That was razed to the ground by bombs in World War
II.
And it's early September when World War II ended. So I think it's something like 72 years, almost to the day. I think it may have been the 5th of September. So 72 years ago, they will have been bringing captured German battleships down that river while people got over the fact that their homes and lives have been destroyed in this war. And now, you know, if you go down to the Excel in this next couple of days, you'll see them bringing battleships down to display, you know, for commercial companies to display in this same area to then go and sell all over the world to cause more death and destruction. So it's we've got very short memories if we're allowing that to happen. And East London's got such a strong history of standing up to injustice as well. You know, you've got the East End suffragettes, Battle of Cable Street. You know, these are people who stand up for what's right, and say that the actions that we're organising this week are in that tradition of saying, you know, we don't want this happening in our area of London.
And that's also what's creepy when you think this whole thing is running for profit. You know, I mean, not just the people selling and buying at the trade fair, but people organising the trade fair and everything. But that's why I'm so appreciative and proud of the work that you guys are doing in making sure that there's a presence there outside, and also bringing an awareness that this is happening in our town. So what is going to be going on with the demonstration that you guys are arranging? Is it the 9th of September?
Yes, I want to bring my slingshot. Yeah, so where are we meeting up? What's going on here?
It's actually a whole week. Well, originally it was going to be just 1 week, but it seems to have kind of exploded into like around 2 weeks of activities.
No pun intended, exploded.
Basically, yeah.
Cushion, that's all right.
So it's already started today. Actually, there have been people from loads of different organizations taking action today under the banner of Stop Arming Israel. They've been doing stuff like Davka dances. There's been like loads of music played, and they've been really successfully blockading weapons from actually coming into the Excel Centre already. So that's what's happening on Monday. Tuesday is No Faith in War. So there's loads of different groups from different religions coming over and doing some really interesting, exciting protests. Wednesday is... what is Wednesday?
Wednesday is going to be renewables activists, like we were talking about, and anti-nuclear activists. The whole thing with this is, and you can check, your listeners can check this out, if you look at hashtag Stop Dicey, or if you look at Campaign Against
Dicey spelt how?
Yeah, sorry, I know I should say it's Stop D-S-E-I.
Okay.
We shorten it to Dicey, but if you look at that hashtag, or if you look at Campaign Against Arms Trade on Twitter, you can see the pictures from the demos, and it's because we've identified that it's very hard for them to do this event if the stuff can't get in. And if you look on this Twitter feed, you'll see pictures of armoured vehicles and so forth on the backs of lorries. They're trying to get them into the site, and these activists are down there dancing in the street and protesting and actually blocking the road and stopping the kit from getting in. So Wednesday is going to be climate activists and no nuclear.
Thursday is kind of Solidarity Without Borders Day, so there's going to be loads of different migrant rights groups coming together. And then Friday is Conference of the Gates, which is something that I've been helping out with. It's basically a space where there's going to be academics and activists, people who work on really similar issues who don't usually ever get together, to come and produce some really, really exciting workshops, and there's going to be kind of interactive theatre. So that's going to be happening on the Friday. And on the Saturday is the Festival of Resistance. So that's kind of the big party day, basically. So yeah, that's the day to come through for a dance.
Exactly. I mean, like, if anyone can get down, there's an Occupy camp going on in the evenings as well.
Is it outside the XL?
Yeah, it's all outside the XL. Just tonight, there's actually going to be a little bit of a party vibe. We've got Dave Randall from Faithless coming down to get on the decks. We've got some Palestinian musicians. So anyone who's about this evening in East London, you can come down, join in the protest, have a dance, meet people getting involved. Wow. But the really big day for that is going to be Saturday, when we've got, you know, people from all over the country will come, everyone's off work. We're really looking for a carnival of resistance, celebrate the fact that we're there, a party protest. And we've even got some people you probably know quite well. We've got Logic and People's Army, who are big supporters of what we're doing. They're going to come down and play some hip hop for the crowd on Saturday afternoon. So we're really looking forward to that.
And I think it's a wonderful example of how everybody can contribute, you know. So if there's something you're not happy about in the world, what are you doing to change it? You know, it's like it's easy to feel powerless, but it's you can do your part just by being in the crowd and having a boogie, you know, outside the XL as well.
That's the
thing that trips me out with these kind of people who work in these sorts of industries is, like, how do you sleep at night? Like, you just got a promotion.
And a luxury bed, Sarah. You know,
proper Tempur mattress, yes, and everything.
That's but how they don't have a conscience like that, you know? They're not. You, I remember, like, a lot of these people aren't really. They sell their arms and then that's it. Their hands are washed. They're not there on the front line. They're not there watching people die. They're not seeing the blood and everything involved. So for them, it's, you know, there's no attachment to what they're selling.
It's just a check.
It's the same thing as just shooting somebody. There's no attachment to you actually harming them because they're all the way over there. Do you know what I mean? And that's what, to me, is the worst thing about the whole. Someone's mentioned on Twitter, is it DWP Scumbag? They've said, how can the mayor of London complain about knife crime while allowing a weapons buying fair to go on in London?
Yeah. It's interesting you should say that, actually, because Sadiq Khan came out a few weeks ago and said that he disagrees with the arms fair. This is the mayor of London coming out saying this event shouldn't be allowed to go ahead, but he said that he doesn't have the power to stop it. You know, that's an interesting thing.
Well, this is the thing about what, because you guys are campaigning, and I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at the website. I thought, let me just Google and see what the DSEI is all about. And yeah, they're quite blatant about it being an arms trade in a subtle way. It's, you know, there are pictures there, but there's nothing.
It's
like,
all nice.
It's all shiny, isn't
it's all like,
hey,
shiny
come
and whatnot.
And meet us, have a coffee.
But you know, the type of people that are going to be there, or type of organisations that are going to be there, obviously multi-million, multi-billionaire organisations, and so
some government, you know, organisations too.
And so how can we stop that though? How you know, what can you say to these people that are making these millions and billions off of this is their business?
Yeah.
You know, how can we stop that? Like, how can you make them understand that this is probably isn't the right way to go about things, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's so many different things that people can do, and I suppose it can feel like you're up against such powerful institutions and such a massive thing that's so deeply embedded in the way society is now. But there's so many things we can look back through history and say, you know,
did that work out for you?
Well, from the suffragettes to the civil rights movement to whatever else, there's been things that have seemed like they're not changeable, but people have stood up for long enough and said no, and eventually it does change, you know. And so I think there's so many things that people can do. If you look at our website, if you just Google Campaign Against Arms Trade, no matter where you are in the country, there's petitions you can sign, tell your MP that that you care about this, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or if you can get down to the demos, just come down. Everybody who gets involved with this, every voice that's added, mm-hmm. makes it harder and harder for events like this to be seen as legitimate.
Yeah.
And when you have such a huge presence, and it becomes clear that even people like the Mayor of London are saying this event shouldn't be allowed, and last year when there were people who were arrested for protesting against the arms fair, and a judge said that he'd heard strong evidence that they were acting to stop greater crimes because it was so likely that the weapons going in there could be used around the world to commit war crimes. Now, this is a magistrates' court judge. So there's more and more people across the establishment are recognising that this is unacceptable and it needs to change. We've just got to get involved and keep pushing.
And part of how this has been able to go on is because they've just been low-key, just sneaking under the radar, so no one knows it's happening. So even more...
Raising awareness, basically, is the key. Because, like you're saying, these kids didn't have an idea that this is going on right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think, like, there's people need more of an understanding of how weak it is to use weapons. Like, so funny enough, and I'm not even just making this up just for the show, but last week I was at my friend's and I walked in and there were two guns on the floor. There's like a rifle and but these air guns, you know, they're legal weapons and whatnot. And then he had all the bullets, all the little pellets and this, and he's like, yeah, this is for... I was like, bruv, what are you... You know, for one, it's not real anyway, but like, why have you got them? And he said, oh, I just enjoy shooting things, you know. So I go to the range, and then I'm like, when you're at the range, do you feel safe there? And he was like, you know, you have your moments when you're thinking, oh wow, somebody could just turn around and kill, you know, they could shoot me or whatever, kill me. And I was just like, man, it's crazy that you're so attached to this, you know, this whole thing of having some kind of power, or you know. And there's not like, you know, who am I to judge him for that? There's probably things that I'm like, hey, I really enjoy that, kind of strange. But then I was saying to him, I think the problem that a lot of people have, and especially places like America where guns are legal, you know, you can have a gun, people think that having a gun can stop you from being shot. So they're like, if they've got a gun, then I need a gun as well. But it's like, man, that doesn't...
Well, in fact, the statistics show if you own a gun, you're more likely to be murdered by a gun.
Yeah.
In America, there's 30,000, I think, deaths per year by gun.
Guns.
You know, compared 30,000. In Japan, the amount of murders with a weapon per year is like 11.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, because it speaks for itself.
You know why?
And there's 180
judo. You know what I mean? There's way better ways of doing this.
There's 180 million people in Japan.
If we got a problem, there's like safer ways of us sorting it out, in my opinion, than me just going and like, I'm just gonna bomb like a whole bunch of people. I don't even know whether they got anything to do. I don't know whether they even believe in what they're cut. You know, all these different things that just make it so wet to me, man.
And the same thing with nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. I've been working on a film about nuclear weapons recently, and again, like, people say, oh, but we need these things as a deterrent. Yes. But the only way that deterrence works is if you are 100% sure that they'll never be used. Mm. And with something like heavy artillery like that, or nuclear weapons, you've got to think, all it can take is hackers.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, computer mistake. Or even during the Cold War, we came within minutes of pressing a button on a nuclear bomb. All it can take is someone being a bit riled up that day. So it doesn't even necessarily mean, you know, there's just too many variables that are actually out of your control in any kind of weapon. And when you look at gun crime in America, with the amount of people, siblings who accidentally murder each other because there's a gun in
the
home, you know, so that's a microcosm of what potentially could be happening now with Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump posturing at each other, you know.
There's this whole thing of like, of militarism, basically just being like so normal in our society. Like whether it's just like playing with guns at school, or whether that's, you know, just like, oh, you know, Quasar.
All of it, though.
I did actually enjoy Quasar.
Yeah,
but you know, it's all... This is all... Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're getting all serious.
But you know, like, it is... It's so normalised that at every age... And so it's like no wonder,
scary,
you know, it kind of escalates to this point where this is sort of almost branded by the UK government as something we should be 100% like getting involved
behind,
in. Like
yeah.
the arms trade is something really core to our society. It's just not. It's yeah. just not, and it shouldn't be.
But I even think, like, for me, I don't understand why people will take their kids to watch something like Transformers. Like, why are you letting a little child watch something so violent? Yeah, but it's just toys. No, that's violence.
I ain't gonna like, lie. I enjoy Transformers.
I was gonna keep quiet.
But I mean, when you see these new Transformer films and stuff, it's like that's just pure violence and exposures, and that's where the desensitization begins. And then buying your kid swords and guns. Like, I never condone buying
more
my
so,
child.
I think
that
more so
if
that
I
because the Transformer thing is like fantasy, you know, it's you can grow up and go, okay, that's not real. But I think more so when it's shoot 'em ups, like these point of view
that's the next stage.
Obviously, you know, as kids you play cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians, you know, pew pew. Mm-hmm. So it's already thrown in there real
ingrained.
Subtle it's my finger doing this, but look at the shape of it. And as you grow older, that shape, you know, you can't become desensitized to that. And but now there are all these films, the violence in films, you know, with guns and whatnot, because I condone martial arts films, you know what I mean? But yeah, with guns and all that getting involved, it makes people feel like, oh well, yeah, that's the best way, that's the coolest way to protect yourself. Yeah,
but we can sit here and all know that it's not. We all know that, you know, whether it's resolving conflict between two people in your day-to-day life, know that it's going to be better to talk things out than violence, obviously. Yeah, an arm wrestle if you want. That's where we draw the line.
We should do it now. We've got to do a t-shirt. Fuck arms.
Whether it's at that level of two people, or it's kind of some of these massive conflicts that we're seeing, like the Saudi attacks on Yemen that the UK is supporting, or whether it's these really disturbing reports that we're seeing of the escalation of the situation with North Korea, it's, you know, it just seems so obvious that a kind of reconciliation based on like good political solutions and people talking to each other is the way to go, rather than just more militarism and selling more weapons, which can only possibly
lead to that's all that they can possibly do.
And I just want to say, I mean, like, it's been so good recently, you know, having been a hip hop fan for as long as I can remember, and obviously UK hip hop's always been political, but to see, you know, artists like you getting involved in the activism around Grenfell and everything that we saw with Grime for Corbyn around the election and stuff like that, it just seems like this positive message, this kind of anti-violence and a pro-social movement message is really right there in hip hop and grime at the moment, and we're really glad to be working with artists on that.
Yeah. And if we all come together, because it's not just us four who feel like this, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like my next door neighbor, I'm sure they agree with me too, my sisters, my parents, like, we all have a voice. And so that's why it's so valuable having organizations like you, because we need someone to help kind of organize us, you know, in a sense, and bring us all together, because there is power in numbers. Mm-hmm. But remind everybody, like, the links, where they need to go, because I'm sure there's lots of people listening who are like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, well, Jess, you can jump in if I forget any.
Yeah.
But certainly, if you find Campaign Against Arms Trade on Facebook and Campaign Against Arms Trade on Twitter, and if you follow the hashtag #StopDSEI, then you can see the details of everything that's going on. Basically, it's the Excel Centre in East London. Every day this week, there'll be protests going on, and the big one is this Saturday the 9th. Big day of action. Come and shut down an arms fair with us.
Wicked, man.
Don't miss anything.
And then if you want to learn a bit more about all the other events that are happening, go to stoptheamsfair.org.uk, and there's a whole load. There's like at least 20 events happening over the next 2 weeks. It's amazing.
That's
just
crazy.
Get involved.
Don't.
Thanks so much for having us on, guys.
Thank you for coming through. You've got to keep us posted as well, so then we can keep promoting all the fine work you lot are doing, like, throughout the year, because it's not just about this 1 week, you know.
That's right. This
is an ongoing thing that we need to be championing.
Thank
you so much for coming through to the studio, guys.
Yes.
Tom and Jess, keep up the good work and have a fantastic demonstration. Make enough noise on our behalf as well. This is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, aka Mice Diggy.
And we still have so much to get through and not much time. Open mic is still on the way. Shouts out to Shady, who's at the Breaking Convention office, locked into the show. Shouts out to Ash the author, everybody on Twitter, Kev the poet. Who else have we got here? Occupied Sun, David Watson. Send your messages through to us at hiphop@foobarradio.com. We will also be tweeting at Foobar Radio all of the links, so you can get involved in doing your part to demonstrate for the right causes, people. But let's hit you with something brand new from For Sean and Large Professor.
Yeah, I got a fully loaded cartridge and thoughts of enemies. Rhymes razor sharp, that's that raucous energy. My heart pump Hennessy, veins pump Don Julio, rock rubies, assorted color stones in the jewelry. Picture that, a nigga delegating with diplomats. Used to pitch nickel sacks, now I can shit a stack. I'm on it, defecating on your rap performance appeal. More than massive, fast past enormous. I don't get excited, I get ignited. Burn like a brush fire when I write it. Barbed wire for those biting. Tiger in the ring, Tyson when I swing Python. When the mic's on, I strike home. Madre, know I'm a drug dealer. Tecate sipping, my mug dripping. Compadre, still in the slug pillin', nonsense, crippin' and blood spillage in the village. No remorse shown, no love given.
My nigga, F-A-S-H-A-W-A, no, you don't know how much trouble you in, no. They just hustle, I hustle away. Don't say I'm done, just say I done it again.
Homie, if it ain't the shells, it's the gazelles. If I'm not still in a cell, I'm out on bail. Dirty is what's under my nails, off the rail. Young homie, you fuck up a scale, we hustle well. Count kale off of selling broccoli, never fail. Cocky, you can tell, cocky's to excel. Block, hats and bell, look like I just ate rock lobster, all these shells. Shock, you looking pale. Why? Cause I prevailed, a hossa for the mail. You hot, huh? Is it cause your pocket's looking frail? Memoirs of a mobster, what a tale. Go pop like I'm for real. Pop, pop, two rappers fail. I once was a poster boy for poverty until I hit the lottery. Bro, something you gotta see. You niggas have never figured me out. I figured that figures is what the shit is about. Motherfucker.
S-H-A-W-A-N-O. You don't know how much trouble you ain't know. They just hustle, I hustle away. Don't say I'm done, just say I done it again. F-A-S-H-A-W-A-N-O. You don't know how much trouble you ain't know. They just hustle, I hustle away. Don't say I'm done, just say I done it again.
For Sean. The track is also called For Sean, produced by Large Professor. It's from his new EP, Manor, and it is out now. That was so cool talking to those guys.
Man, I love that. You know, yeah. When they can break it down like that and let you know exactly what needs to be done. That's the beauty of where we're at nowadays, you know?
It is the beauty. And it's just nice to know that we can all contribute and help in different ways to different causes going on in the world. And I'm a big champion of spreading the word of love. That is... you know, because you are probably someone's dream person. Well, I know, Mice, you're lots of people's dream person.
Oh, am I?
No you are. You are. And but it's we're all very shy, aren't we? And that really, there's no need to be shy because I'm sure that girl would love you to come over and talk to
her. Being shy, bruh.
You know, and it's like my brother was saying to me that it's like any guy would love a woman to come up to him and chirp to him or open the door for a conversation. But, you know, no women will actually do that, would they?
It depends who, you know what I mean?
Depends on the setting, how many Peronis they've had and things like that.
How dry the Peroni is, I guess.
and then also vice versa. I think sometimes guys are pretty shy too, but there's no need to be shy. Like
they said Bill Cosby was shy, that's why.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not associate Bill Cosby with our next feature.
What's that, DJ Sarah? Love.
They don't call me love for nothing all of a sudden, you know. It's hip hop hookups time.
Shout out to Oliver Sudden, by the way. He feels like he's always getting a shout out whenever you say that.
But you know, on our first hip hop hookup, we actually connected Verity with Jason. So you see, it's working.
Oh,
Jason
done,
heard Verity's message right here on Hip Hop Hookup. She rang up my voicemail. She left a message putting out her appeal for a possible match. And it was met. So it's working. And so maybe you would like to potentially find a date or love. you know, or a husband or a wife. And that could happen right here. So that's
give
why.
Give me your track record before you carry on.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a good track record. I'm a great wing woman, I've got to say, for my guy friends and my female friends. And also, I did introduce my sister to her husband, and they have been married for 16 happy years with a wonderful family.
Okay, so carry on.
And
that's the backtrack. That's the, you know, the stats there if anyone needs to know,
you know
how qualified
I'm
DJ
official.
Sarah Love is.
It's official, yeah. And this week, more of the same. We're hoping to bring more love into people's lives.
So we should get the open mic.
And then we're getting the open micers in for more love in their life. That we're about to show them enough love. But before we get into the open mic, we have this week's hip hop hookup candidate.
Hey, this is Sarah. They don't call me love for nothing all of a sudden. You can reach me on hiphop@foobarradio.com or just leave a message.
Hi, Sarah. It's Sandy. And I know right now I'm sending you this message because you are going to save my love life, which is absolutely terrible at the moment. So I am looking for someone who is, first of all, intelligent. That is very, very key for me. I would ideally like somebody to be taller than me. I'm very small, I'm 5 foot, you know that. So somebody who is about 5'10 plus, ideally 6 foot, but I'm not picky. Is very funny. Actually, that's probably one of the most important things. I want someone who is going to make me laugh. So, yeah, not too much of a hard task, but hopefully you can help me.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Terms and conditions apply. Your love life may be at risk if you do not keep listening to the hip-hop show. You are solely responsible for all hookup interactions. And FUBAR Radio, DJ Sarah, they don't call me love for nothing, all of a sudden love, or my Stiggy, I'm not responsible for or guarantee anything whatsoever, but are very optimistic about your chances and encourage you to please wrap it before you tap it.
Always wrap it before you tap it. You know, it's important, like sexual health and all that good stuff. And I've got to say, like Sandy, she's pretty hot. So if you like the sound of Sandy, get in touch.
So she said, I'm not picky. I thought she said, I'm not pretty. I was like, why would you put that on the...
She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she's a lovely lady. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And in the subject, just write hip-hop hookups. And we could maybe put you in touch with Sandy. And maybe, you know, who knows what could come of it. Like a date, at least.
Sarah flying little subliminals in there. What could come of it? Anyway.
Pause! Super pause right there. But still to come, we're going to get into the open mic. This is Hip Hop. It's myself, Sarah Love.
AKA Super Pause. And I go by the name of Mice Diggy, bitches and bitchettes.
Really my sort of thing, you know what I mean? I'm more like, nah, you ain't special. You're not. You're a bit shit.
Yeah. You ain't special, give up on your dreams. Your positivity is not some shit I wanna see. Nah. You can be chirpy, what? Please do it quietly. Quiet. Toast is a realist, you don't inspire me. Don't wanna be part of society. Dressing up, begging some tar queens to hire me.
Fuck off.
And I do not crave admiration from grabby little cunts with great aspirations. You ain't shit but an old lump of meat. Not a vehicle to carry your soul, some believe. Cause life's just a chain reaction. A transfer of energy, create distractions. And characters invented must be a person. Swear the soul's more than a cluster of urges. Not just an evolutionary mistake. Apes eat shit, how can humans be the same? I get by, don't bullshit myself. Begging to these fake higher forces for help. You ain't great, won't make a difference. When you're speaking, nobody listens. I get by, don't bullshit myself. Begging to these fake higher forces for help. You ain't great, won't make a difference. When you're speaking, nobody listens. You ain't special, your life's not special. Your kids aren't special, your wife's not special. The world's not special, your friends aren't special. And any cunt this tune offends ain't special. You ain't special.
special. Your wife's not special. The world's not special. Your friends aren't special. Any cunt this tune offends ain't special. I ain't tryna lie or sugarcoat shit. I don't even think my outlook is so grim. Cause it's stressful trying to find purpose and meaning in something that's basically worthless. Free your mind, the significance is bliss. Quit grizzling, you pissy little bitch.
You bitch.
Big souls don't respect your beliefs. Accept you're incorrect, not me. There is no meaning in life or a chief in the sky that you see when you die. And humans are short of focus. Stripped for resources, the swarms are locusts. Think we're sacred, think life's magical. Think we ain't all just the same as the animals. Think we're separate, the difference is clear. Give the cunts bombs in a million years. I get by, don't bullshit myself. Begging to these fake higher forces for help. You ain't great, won't make a difference. When you're speaking, nobody listens. I get by, don't bullshit myself. Begging to these fake higher forces for help. You ain't great, won't make a difference. When you're speaking, nobody listens. You ain't special, your life's not special. Your kids aren't special, your wife's not special. The world's not special, your friends aren't special. And any cunt this tune offends ain't special. You ain't special, your life's not special. Your kids aren't special, your wife's not special. The world's not special, your friends aren't special. Any cunt this tune offends ain't special.
Brand new from Ill Move Sporadic and Big Toast. You're Not Special is the name of the track, and it's from the album of the same title that's available on vinyl, digital and cassette for those cavemen like me who like cassettes. And hit up www.notspecial.co.uk.
People killing it now with the cassettes, isn't it? It's like if you got an old school car, you ain't really got to worry too much now because cassettes are coming back out.
Are you trying to knock my car or something?
No, I'm just saying if you do have one.
And that was actually part of the reason why I chose my car at the time when I bought it. I was like, yes, it's got a cassette player!
Yeah, shout out to my boy Chu as well. He actually, that's the same thing. He's got a tape player. He drives a Mercs.
Balling with the tape player at the same time.
He can play his tapes.
Shouts out to Martin Butcher, locked into the show. Al Binney, KMW2010 as well. Keep your messages coming through to us on Foodbar Radio. And you know, every week we tell you where the party at. And this week there's loads going on as usual. There's this event called Rappers versus Poets, which basically it's like this massive fight. And
it's not
then,
arms out. It's no arms involved, though. Yeah, just get that right.
And it's at the book club. No, it's not a fight. It's all love and poetry and rapping
and arm wrestling
and arm wrestling and thumb wrestling. And that's Tuesday the 5th. There's three rappers who go head to head with three poets. Tony D's going to be down there, as well as Consensus and much more. On Wednesday, it's Word on the Street, the first birthday, and that's happening at Boondocks with Doc Brown, Shady, what's up, Jordan Stone, and much more too. Reggie Snow's in town this week, this Thursday at the Dr. Martin's Boot Room. Our friend Pete Rock is at Abby's friend is at Electric in Brixton, and that's on Friday, and that's alongside High Focus Records. Daylar in town.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and they're performing at on Blackheath. That's this Saturday. Dame Funk, he's cool dude. He's at XOYO, so go check that out. Yeah, all the full gig details are on the Foodbar website. And if you've got a jam that you want us to shout out, hit me up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And we would love to support the good work that you guys are doing. Right after this, we're getting into the open mic, and we have some very talented MCs in the studio who are ready to let rip, right?
Uh-huh.
FUBAR Radio presents
Politics on FUBAR.
Well, we're talking about what progress we've made on LGBTQ rights. In the studio with me today, Jasmine Anderson. How important do you think it is for people growing up gay or bi or lesbian or trans and being able to see themselves there on screen?
I really needed to see something on the outside to say, you know what, who you are is okay. And, you know, people forget the importance of things like soap operas, that first kiss on, what was it?
Brookside.
Yeah. Tabloids took it on and made it all about, you know, looking at that through the male gaze. But actually, that was a watershed moment for so many people.
Every Friday,
Politics on FUBAR
from 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Too much. Yeah, yeah. Some people crave sugar in a major way. Yeah. Some people, they eat sugar till they decay. Yeah. You know that I'm trying to stay the same. 1, 2. Alright. But you know that I keep tumbling down. Yeah, I keep wondering how. You know there might be something about the words she said. I heard them and left, it got turbulent, yes, but I deserve the respect. We're turning in bed, I'm up working again. The pain is still fresh, it stays in my head. It lives in my thoughts and it can make them intense. You're making no sense, maybe it's me. You're blurring up my vision, I'm not able to see. She's taking me deep, I'm finding the roots. At first it was a mind I was climbing into, and then it was more. Took it further than we ever could have thought, to another world that was even better than before. She lives in my lap, the year 3000, still together with the future all around us. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same, stay the same. Yeah. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same, stay the same, stay the same. I got a sweet tooth, had it all my life, man. She looks so damn good, I wanna bite that chocolate. Caramel, vanilla now, who's to blame? I just can't choose, what's tooth decay? She's in the kitchen, up to something, making dessert with a bun up in the oven. She's always good enough, plus stay cooking up sweetness. I feel so lean with the sugar rush, but I prefer the sugar when it's natural. If you give me that, I never give it back to you. Now you got me in the world, made a fantasy. So when I see her, I make her give a hand to me. Take her on a journey through a crazy town, to the sounds of a jazz band and they're playing loud. Rappers sound softer than a Haribo. I bring heat, they stick them up like a parasol. I stand alone in a really weird genre of people. I fought, I won, I conquered the evil, then escaped with a girl draped over my arm in the ocean of calm, let's swim. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same, stay the same. Yeah. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same, stay the same, stay the same.
Mad Trumpish.
We're trumping in the studio. Not that kind of trumping.
It's like crumping, like, but with a toupee on.
But that was a brand new Verb T and Pitch 92. Sugar is the name of the track. That's a video single from the forthcoming album, Good Evening. It's out in October on High Focus. Check it out. This is FUBAR Radio.
It is, brother lovers.
And it's that time.
It is, mother lovers.
Where we get into
what it is, mother lovers.
It's open mic time.
You damn.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Who are we joined by today?
We have two MCs in the house. Introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm Blackjack the Activist.
Yes, and also
I'm Lloyd Lufor.
What up? Can I also say that I'm appreciating that Blackjack is adhering to our code of MCs bringing drinks through to the studio.
Yeah, I need to take a picture of that.
Yeah,
bro,
this is something that we document in the drinks that MCs bring
through.
Wow,
that's
to the
different.
What, Chocomel?
Is there alcohol in that?
What, you don't know about Chocomel?
Nah.
You been dumb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It says, oh. What's he got in there then?
It's just chocolate milk.
With chocolate
No, it's just chocolate milk.
Ah, okay.
You know, to take the edge off after you've...
Yeah, you know them ones.
Chocomel.
Damn.
Yeah, don't worry, I've got one.
I've got one for both of you as well. I came prepared with gifts. Trust me, I'm smart.
Bribes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, basically.
So, yes. But other than representing Chocomel so well.
Yeah.
Oh, I got bars for you too. No, introduce she yourselves to me. She doesn't. Who are you? People haven't heard of you before.
I'm Blackjack the Activist. I come from Oxford area with a collective, the Gangrene. And yeah, we just promote healthy eating, healthy smoking.
Mm. If you can healthy get smoking.
Healthy smoking, like, but you can. Do you know what I mean? There's herbs out there. We promote that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Chocomel ain't healthy. Don't try that with me.
Listen,
I'm all about the whole.
I'm allowed a cheat day.
Okay, do you know what I mean? Okay.
Trust me. Water mostly, but come on now. I'm allowed a cheat day. I'm here on Fubar. So, do you know what I mean? Special occasion. But yeah, no, literally, I'm just hip hop artist. We're just starting out and we're just trying to spread a message in it of good things. Do you know what I mean? And the corruption in the system as well. And we're very political. Mm. We have our jokey side, but do you know what I mean? We're just trying to spread a message, really.
And what's the name of the crew again?
The Gangrene Collective.
The Gangrene Collective. I feel like I've met one or two of the guys.
Mm.
I can't remember where, though.
But
how long have you lot been going on?
Literally, we just started up this year. Like, I released my first mixtape 1st of January. Mm. I released a little 420 thing on 420. But yeah.
1st of January out and then 420.
Nice. But yeah, I got a next thing coming out in 5th of November. Mm. I'll be dropping my next project. But yeah, we've just basically starting out, innit? There's a few of us. Big up Frida Green, who's our singer, and Optimus T, another rapper. Mm. We've got Reese Sounds on the beats, Tones Pro, and Pat Cam, who's out there, our cameraman.
Nice.
I mean, we do everything in the arts. It's not just music, it's film, and do you know what I mean? Draw everything. Do you know what
and
I mean?
You're all hailing from the same area.
That's right.
You got to bring the rest of the crew down.
Well, I was going to say, you know, this time I was just going to come up on once. Yeah, next time I'll bring the whole team, don't worry.
Wicked, man. And then to my right here, we got Lloyd Lufa.
Yeah, what are you saying?
What are you saying, bro?
I'm all right, man.
This guy's
right,
ready. He's been smiling all evening. What's going on, man? How are you ready to eat that mic up? Where are you hailing from?
Leicester.
Leicester, nice.
Yeah. Leicester.
Yeah, we've had a few Leicester heads come down, didn't it?
Yeah. We're coming down.
How long you been doing this thing?
13 years, but serious, about 5 years.
Yeah, when you say serious, what differentiate? What was the line that you crossed to make it serious?
Releasing videos. I released my first album, Dobbs of the Mad Skin and British. Mm. That was when I crossed the barrier, I think.
And is it so you're releasing yourself independently? Yeah.
Yeah, all myself. Got my own label, UG Station, and yeah, I just release it through that. I have to produce.
Oh,
all
you
the
produce
beats.
As well?
Yeah, all the beats myself. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it? Do you work with other producers as well, or you're just on? You do it mainly solo. Your
mainly
own stuff?
On my ones, yeah.
Because I always wonder if it's easier. It seems to me like it's easier to write to, when you made the beat. It's easier to write to it than it is. It's just you can
bash out tracks quick time.
Yeah, Tupac style. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tupac style, fam.
That's crazy, boy. Yeah. Yes, man. So we got a beat here today by, who is it? Big Frank.
Mm.
Yeah, Big Frank has got. So you know what we like about this? This is the hip hop show on Fubar Radio's open mic. And you know, this is strictly for real MCs out there that don't even need. You know, when I was coming up, I didn't even know what the beat was. I just had to get up, go in there and rhyme. You know what I mean? Mm. Whereas nowadays, you got people needing to know what the beat sounds like and all this and that. But I think it takes away from the art of being a real MC, you know, where you have to be sporadic. Mm. Sometimes you might mess up your shit and you just got to freestyle over. Sometimes it might be a beat that you wouldn't normally rhyme to, but in your heart, you know you can make that beat sound better to yourself with your rhymes. Did I say that? Did that sound smooth the way I said it?
It did sound smooth.
I tried to put a little smoothness
the voice
in
of
there.
Chocolate
sounded
velvet.
Like a bar. Still.
So let's get into this, man. With Big Frank on the beat, we got Blackjack the Activist alongside Lloyd Lufa. Who's going to set it off?
I'll go.
Yeah, Blackjack. Beat by Big Frank. It's the Fubar Radio hip hop show, mother lovers.
Yo, it's Blackjack. Listen up.
Trapped in the gutter like an autumn leaf to court the breeze. I'm trying to flutter to the lawn beneath that's always green. Caught in a morbid scene where shotters walk with war machines for portions of their mortgage fees, the chalk you on the floor beneath. Now that's another brother dead, somebody called a priest. Not before revenge plays his part, no need to call police. No tittle tattles, we live our battles and stand free. Refuse to sit in shackles, turn herds of cattle to damn beef. Most men are angry on these mad streets, can't eat, and the same goal for their families. So most jump straight to plan B, shot in vain and nose candy. Relieve the stress of the world with these dank trees. Me, I sit back and slang weed, it's gangrene. Blackjack, I scribble scriptures and murder ink, no ashanti. I've been in prison living off scraps on my canteen. Now I'm living different, painting pictures on these rap beats.
It can't be blocked with raw skill, many tall kills, so I can't connect to their deaths, broken orc seals. I'm different, said every head, with no thought still, cause I'm saying no to the bread, not the cornmeal. Women and weed in my head, trying to talk real. Hard when the world dangles pussy like a porn film. I'm like wine, so there's more still. I want 4 mil, but wouldn't mind port in the morn still. Sitting in a nice house, a nice wife and a nice couch. My drink ice with no vice counts. So loose dreams can't breathe like a tight gown. When I see the states of the streets like the ninth round. V Tyson, I'm rising to rappers with no content. One less, so many cross sense. So many, so they, you know, they lost sense. That's why I game for the Emmy, that's a gross sense. Have to be, have one rat to fight to me. Many RIP when following actors are after P. Dealing with that investing, bro, what you dealing for? Are you really caught? Scary thoughts with no Ouija board. I'm building forts for these kids to flaunt. Sick of war, the morbid rorts with a stick to draw. I have to meditate, cause if not, I'd congregate and organise drive-bys for the head of state.
Confessions of a broke man, see the etchings on my notepad. Rolling through my section, see me stretching out with both hands. Trying to grab some hope and dough, and so I played a dope man. Dancing with the devil to some slow jams for cold cash. Desolate this place I call my homeland. Where you can be the seller of the coke or light a stone upon a coke can. The youth ain't got no chance. Growing in poverty, there's a lot to see, and everybody copies the hottest schemes. But I'm not a sheep, and I'm not asleep. In fact, I'm wide awake. I grind the nights away, just like the haze ignite a finer day. As my city sleeps, I find it hard, and so I lie awake. Trying to find a way out of the lion's cage or die enslaved. So I put my heart inside a page, flow like a tidal wave. In the hope I might engage the masses, may our lives be saved. I used to grind for designer names, now I'm grinding for 40 acres so me and my people can live a life away.
Nice. Yo, I speak the truth. Never had a silver spoon, just will to do. Extra, like where Charlie Sloth does interviews. Introduce the proof, is it this or you? I feel too white for the black and too black for the white. Colorblind, but some don't see life shining the same light. I'm hungry, so I want dimes, but ain't why I'm on mic. And no way my lyrical prison when inspired to write. I inspire, not fight. Streets are minus and nice, but I've seen peeps tie cancer, so take pride in my life. Google Maps, I'm just trying to find the way and guide. I want my kids to strive and not be frightened by knives. I kill it too much, like suicide for the dead. When I see red, I think about what Roosevelt said. No one makes you inferior here without your consent. So how can I blame them with why my people were blessed? But some don't let you progress, bra squeezing the breast. But receiving this bless, sending me these meaningless texts. Claiming follow for a follow, but the reason's a test. So I produce my own music like JME, it makes sense. The industry is deep, some are preaching it stress. They ain't seeing success, so stress those being their best. Being lazy, they ain't even got a CD, it's dead. No heart, I bet they don't even bleed from the chest. Sick like AIDS, I bleed them like C's on the S. Rip their head off lyrically, might as well just feed me their legs. Why can't I see respect in this game without bleeding the tech? I'm not perfect, but I reach in success. I read Malcolm X, but is there belief when you're dead? They should go on ahead, but they just believe in their legs. Create a fake icon for these children to bless. We need opticians, we ain't seeing correct.
Nice. I heard that bluebird sing on the other side of the rainbow. Well, over here, two birds get dicked by 8 blocks in a Range Rover. Better take note. This life is like a storm, so grab your raincoat, or you can get pelted by the hailstones. I've been on the railroads trying to cause a moving like a maelstrom to try and get this paycheck. Cause living in this hellhole, nobody can escape death. I'ma fuck the game infected. I ain't practicing no safe sex. Still, I've been on my sailboat and I ain't seen no waves yet. But I'ma keep on pushing till I end up on the grave bed. Trying to stay fed, never break bread with the enemy. I'll take a snake's head and display death as my centerpiece. Roll with bait heads and we make legs like a centipede. Keeping up this energy until we hit the cemetery. The day we have to rest in peace. When trivial references show the best of me. Subliminal messages are the weaponry system. Deficit testing me, pushing me to the edge while they defecate on my legacy. Higher forces suppressing me, but I always step to my destiny. I got the recipe for success sitting right next to me. Protect your neck if you step to me. I'm out of this world, check my trajectory. Can't touch me, I'm leprosy. Grab the mic and infect the beat. Yeah, I grab the mic and infect the streets.
I got away with words, but I ain't stole a noun or any sentence. I'm coming for the crown like a dentist. You should tweet me epic. I could have been a thief, no dentures, cause daddy weren't clean like a 7-day Adventist. Media channels bailed like Gareth and never sent. Now they want a meal like women looking for men. I'm a legend, my lyrics are a crest. Grimer ain't flex talent, I don't need to find an adex. Said before, I don't smoke trees but I'm sycamore. Cause I'm raw, they thought my sushi would make the Singapore. Everybody said you can't spit for cause, and now their message trying to get their head in. Like across the ball it's changing, they can see my power like Raiden. And everybody wants change like I overpaid them. Now I'm gonna take this to a stadium, the game is vacant. Sick, I think you're not like aprons, my brain is way past Mars with the aliens. Laughing at consumerism, I'm not that black dude due for prison. So Bonya rates full euphemisms, I rip a pagan in two like voodooism. Think before you talk, spin him like he's drinking four liqueurs. I feel like I'm in a Geordie Shore episode, I'm getting bored. And I ain't Tony Hawk, I toy with him. And I ain't got the buzz like Zorg. Care about Colour as much as I care, whether you're elf or an orc. But dorks online wanna flaunt, wanna be racist and taunt, catfish and flaunt, but still watch interracial porn. Look, I don't speak Greece, but cause it's all mythical. I wanna describe it, but it's all political. The world ain't right, and that's why we're all cynical. From lesser, but getting worldwide's getting less cynical. Spit by Samfo, bare man are twisted off the mambo. I told you, depression is a cancer, stress is the system, is the answer. But they say, don't think about it too much, just like the latter. I see no ends like the suburbs, police undercovers, but they ain't me like the suburb. It's alarming that we ain't discovered the elites. Trouble writers for religion, money and colour, look.
Nice.
It's a hip hop show right here, my beloveds.
Listen up.
Yo. He's saying Blackjack, the activist.
It's Blackjack, about time you get to know the name. I spit fire and roast rappers on an open flame. Tongue sharper than a Ronin's blade. Experience the closest shave when I sever heads and expose the brain. Leave you looking like Kurt Cobain in a golden chain. Light up a bunch of dead bananas, I'm just blowing strains. Let's be frank, I'm deeper than the ocean waves. You think you're fly, I've killed your high, call me explosives on a loaded plane. Forever going ape when I got this mic in hand. Venom in my lyrics, I write verses with a viper's fang. I don't ride with gangs, only time I twist up my fingers is when the writer's cramp hits me like 30 cider cans. Raw raps, you can say that I'm supplying grams. Act sheepish round the king and feed a lion lamb. Why are all these bitch ass rappers playing the victim? The only place I wanna see a chicken rap is a frying pan. So now we're wrestling.
You got your back. You got your back.
Kick it back in. Hey, listen.
Keep it going, bro. Don't worry about that. You know what I mean?
I was trying to grab hip-hop, but now we're wrestling. She was something I could have invested in. I used to feel the realness, but now I feel the real rappers exiting. Emasculate the scene and now rap's full of estrogen. I don't fit in with the feminine. I got a closet full of skeletons, a heart darker than my mother's melanin. So every time I look at the past, my demons, I let them in. They're telling me to sever limbs, slit my wrist as the devil sings. Walking on this strange terrain, it feels like I'll never win. A man among the Nephilim, battling my seven sins. Voices in my head trying to twist and finish sentences. I guess the truth of the matter is I'm my own nemesis. Going deep in my memories when I'm twisting a lemon split. I hate riding this hellish trip. Many times I've tried ending it. Living life on these benefits ain't providing for any bitch. So supply me my medicine and I'll die from the sedatives.
So UK, stop copying USA. That's America. Some of these rappers now need an enema. Claiming you're Rick Ross when you live near a chip shop. Say you're picking the stick up. It don't make you bigger or better, bruv. And that don't make you moist. Follow a different life. Even Twitter gives you a choice. I'm not telling you what to rap, just telling you to be real. Cause filling the world with crap ain't happy, my D's meal. It seems real to solve the admin they see still. Deep still, one closure promotes of the evil. Clearly we're insecure, set for feeding the corpse. Cause having a strong race means you cannot control brains. So rappers that don't fake, don't make it to shop floors, are undraw stages and never get on calls. They even got the balls to call a trap trap. Are you mad? But only some are fighting the cause. Look, I told ya, Maryland chicken, no vitamins, but the choices between B and H and one Tesco meal, so many so cocaine. As we watch P Diddy on TV with Alizé, I respect money made, but it's hard in a cage like an ape when they put you down like a mad canine. Followers buy a jacket and think they're way nice. Why the son's mother's on crack and can't pay fines? They're just spitting like when the rain's fine. Selling out now, there's not many guys that I rate high. They're feeding the new apartheid, barricading youth, so many just wanna laugh, hide. We have enough to drink, but not to think. Perfect situation for governments like a bi wife. We're not Wi-Fi, socially bro, it's dark skies. Ignorance causing impotence, so we can't rise.
Yo, 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 that's the Food Bar Radio hip-hop show right there. Mother lovers, Listen, if you lot want to get on this, just like Lloyd Luther and Jack Black, Black Jack the activist, make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, with the subject saying open mic. That's if you're an MC. Subject says open mic, and all you got to do is send us a link to a video or a SoundCloud stream or whatever, just, you know, so we can hear whether you're ready for this shit. All you beat makers, if you want to get on here like Big Frank and get any of your beats on here for these MCs to tear up, make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets. That's it. 4 1-minute snippets of your beats. Attach that to the email so we can just easily click that whilst we're on the beach sipping pina coladas and getting our dicks up. Well, Sarah doesn't get hers sucked, but.
No, and also there's nothing wrong with estrogen in rap music either.
Nah. Hey, listen, I'm just trying to, you know, it's
hip-hop, I'm exaggerating. Why, what happened there? What was that about?
No, he was saying there's too much estrogen in rap in one of his lines. But,
no,
you know,
but he's on about the free knickers.
Yes, I know.
Like the hench with dreadlocks and frilly knickers on.
Do you know what I mean? I'm a big fan of Lauryn Hill, so I can never say it like that. Come on.
Well, that's the only reference you got, Lauryn Hill. Anyway, that's for another show.
No, you're
Sarah Love. I don't see no love coming from Sarah Love.
Look, right, they don't call me love for nothing. All of a sudden, all right, yeah. So
how can we get hold of you guys quickly? Because we got to end the show. How can we, Lloyd Luther, how can we get hold of you? Get music.
LloydLuther.com. I'm going on tour soon with the Mobos.
Just give me your
around
link.
The country. LloydLuther.com. Instagram, Lloyd Luther. Twitter, Lloyd Luther 1. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Lloyd Luther 1.
Blackjack. Yeah, you can find my stuff on blackjackactivist.bandcamp.com or just SoundCloud/blackjackactivist, Facebook/blackjackactivist. You'll find it.
That was a wicked cypher,
that
man. I
really
enjoyed
nice.
That because you guys have never rhymed before. You haven't really heard the beat or whatever, but it still worked out. And this is what we love about, you know, doing the open mic. It's giving people a chance to really show the skills they got. You can spit whatever bars you feel like, and you lot came on and murdered that. So really appreciate
yeah,
you coming down.
Exactly. No, that was really nice. Thank you for coming through and representing. Shouts out to Big Frank on the beat.
Yep.
Thank you so much to Jess and Tom who were from the Campaign Against Arms Trade. That was dope talking to them. We're going to be tweeting all of the links via our Twitter as well. Shouts if you missed anything on the show, it's foodbarradio.com /shows/hiphop. Next week we're going to have Chudat. Chudat is going to be here on the show too as well. And next on Foodbar you have Sticky Blood up here.
Shout to Chudat. Next week we're going to be here taking over while Sarah's on the beach sipping pina coladas, getting her massage on.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say it's up, but then
but remember the overriding message, people, that you need to take home with you.
Alright, hands in the air, everybody.
We're all in this together and it's all about love, even for
it's
you
all about
Blackjack
love. You got a chuck of mail in the mail, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah. Unity. Yeah. Unity's what's missing in our life. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.